that come forth, that come from broken and misguided homes. See, come from broken home and in their home there were misguidance because they didn't have the instruction of the Lord. The first thing that a woman should look before she make a commitment to a man, who he is and what he represents. First thing, she won't know how much money you make. That's not the answer. It should be how much you love God. Hallelujah. If he doesn't love God, she should run like a scalded dog, so to speak. First thing, a man look how beautiful the woman is. How she look, how rosy her cheeks and how what kind of walk she got. But the first, and how she can twist and all that. You know how they can do. But his first question ought to be, do you love Jesus? I don't care how gorgeous she may look or how gorgeous she may be to him, but if she doesn't know Jesus, he ought to be on the run like he never ran before. Because he don't want to get in there. Hallelujah. We have these, what you call, fashion shows and American Beautiful and what you call them, beauty pageant, and all of these things. And you can't lie and can't deny that those girls are gorgeous. They look good. They done trimmed themselves and did whatever they did. But I guarantee you, but if not all of them, I bet you about 99% of you don't want to get in a marriage relationship with them. It may be a few because they don't know Jesus. And we wonder what is going on. Why are we having these problems? Why is this? Because you got to get first thing first. Hallelujah. And see, just because you got a feeling, that don't mean you need to fix it and feel and get the thrill on and fix it. You got to get the first thing first. You understand? Before you commit your feeling and how you feel to a person, you need to know some things about the person. If they don't know Jesus, and you know Jesus, you don't need to be entered into a relationship or fellowship with them. You shouldn't enter into a marriage with a person. Then when you enter into a marriage with a person, you need to know how to carry out responsibility. And you should be willing to learn and be taught by God's word how you're to treat the person. So husband, if you're becoming a husband, your job is not to be a domineering, finger-pointing, forcing individual. You should lead that marriage with love and kindness like Christ does the church. Hello.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I knew it was going to happen. We have to pick it up part two. If I keep on going, we'd be here all night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to see, can I close it with this? Let me see where I want to close. Oh, Jesus. All right. Let me start over. Abused people come from those that are abusive. They come from broken and misguided homes. Children that are brought up in broken homes where the father is not under the leadership of Christ or doesn't know Christ, or maybe he was at one point born again, but has never been taught the ways of Christ. He doesn't have the knowledge of scripture, knowledge of the scripture and the teaching of Christ, so he can only go so far. He'll do a few good things, but to bring up a child that is solid and productive and well-grounded, the first thing he needs to know is Christ. He needs to have a relationship with Christ. Then he needs to be taught and trained and read up in the scripture, in the principle of the word of God, not something somebody wrote in a book to sell. You need to get in the book and find out what God has said. And if you have something to say, you should base your saying on this book. And take your instruction and guidance from this book. And like I said, we get in this because it's in the book. How we're to treat and how we're to care for one another. How we're to respect one another. How the Father, how he is to take the leadership role. And when you bring up children in relationship, out of relationship, there's no commitment. The daddy don't care, that father, the child don't care whether to live or die. And the mama's struggling trying to make it, and then she don't care because she want to get in the streets too. What's the child going to do? The child is left to be abused. I'm going to talk about it too. Promise you I am. By direction of Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. How do we overcome this? How that child is left and somebody come along and molest the child? And this child growing up with these things in their lives and don't know what to do with them, and hear the church sitting up here, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we never get outside of these walls. And when Jesus told us to go in all the world, Amen. Am I talking good or just talking? If we're going to reach them, we got to get out there where they are. And if this gospel is not true, if it's not true, if it doesn't work, what in the world am I doing up here? Now, this gospel is true. Maybe are we up here just blowing smoke, trying to impress you? Is that the case? Well, then you won't see anything happen. But if you preach this gospel, Jesus proved it and have been proven in the past, and we preach it, people believe it, they can respond to it. What? Because love and kindness have I drawn thee. That's what he drew. That's what he drew. He draws people with not tricks, scheme, and deception, but with loving kindness. He draws people to him. When we are crucial and violent and call ourselves Christians and believers, and we find all that stuff, we can't draw anybody like that. We read the book, Love is the Way to Victory. We went through that book how many times? Several times, right? And we didn't get it. We need to get back in it. We need to get in this book because love is the key. If we don't do it love's way, it won't get done. But if we do it love's way, we'll get it done. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says love never fails. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.